Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our great friend, Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Grace Marie, I need to know about Galen.
Nonprofit think tank. We have been fighting for 25 years for a system that will put doctors and patients in charge of healthcare decisions and minimize the role of government in protecting the most vulnerable. Galen.org. We also run a website called American Healthcare Choices. AmericanHealthcareChoices.org that aggregates, it's like the Drudge Report for healthcare, that anything that's important that you need to know about health reform is on that one website.
So be sure to check it out, folks. Grace Marie and her cohorts work really hard on this, and that's the reason why we admire them so much. Grace Marie, Medicare is a beneficiary of the marketplace, isn't it? Of the system.
Absolutely is. And my colleague, Doug Badger,
at
the Galen Institute, wrote a paper on employer-sponsored health insurance to show that not only does the government get a 3-for-1 benefit from the tax break that employers get for providing health insurance, but it also props up Medicare. Medicare already underpays doctors and physicians, and one of the only reasons that they can stay in business, Medicare and Medicaid both, but one of the only reasons that they can, that the hospitals and doctors can stay in the black, most of them, is because of the employer system paying more than Medicare and Medicaid. So without the employer system paying doctors and hospitals more, even a neutral government actuary has said, but the CMS has said, that doctors and hospital offices will close because they are simply not.
And who's going to be a doctor in the future under those circumstances? We're already going to be short doctors, aren't we?
120. The Physicians Foundation estimates 122,000 physicians will be needed, more than we are going to be currently be producing.
Right.
What that means is you're going to see nurses who are fine, but they're not trained as physicians in order to be able to get some marginal Medicare. But what's really going to mean is that we're going to wind up with the same kind of waiting line that you see in Europe, and where it can take 6 months, 8 months, a year to be able to get a surgery, even for something that's critically important.
So what are we going to do? This is going to be all up in our face during the next 18 months of the campaign.
And the president has said he's working on a health care plan. Our health policy community, all of the free market think tanks have been working together for well over a year to put together a new generation of health reform. It's called the Health Care Choices Plan. Health Care Choices, and we've got a website, healthcarechoices2020.org. I can also just send me a note on the Galen Institute website, and I'll send you more details about it. But we believe all health care is local. The federal government cannot run something as complex as our health care system. We need to return power to the individuals, and we believe we should do that by empowering states to take back control over overseeing their health insurance markets and making sure that they have resources to help those who can't afford coverage, who need help in purchasing it, protect people with pre-existing conditions.
And if we've got people that can't afford it, let their neighbors look after them.
Well, there needs to be federal. There needs to be.
I know, but still, there can be pools, right? There can be pools for people who have catastrophic illnesses. Aren't those state pools that do that?
high-risk pools, yes, and actually they were a lot more successful than Obamacare, which got rid of the high-risk pools and wound up throwing everybody, the sickest people, into the same pool with everybody else, which is one of the things that caused premiums to spike. So states could bring back high-risk pools, and there's early evidence that they're able to reduce premiums and get people back into the market by doing a better job of taking care of people that have chronic illnesses.
How much do you think the election will turn on this issue? How big a deal is it going to be in this next election?
Karl Rove had a piece in the Wall Street Journal last week basically saying it's the number one issue. Healthcare is the number one issue because people feel it
we all got to get smarter, folks. And one of the ways to do that is to go to Galen.org and pay attention to what Grace Marie says. Grace Marie, good job today. Come back soon.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.